Remember when I said yesterday we're going to go into some of the trade possibilities that the Islanders are going to go into? Things that they can do. As you already know by now, the Islanders have traded for Bo Horvat, and it is an absolutely fantastic move by Lou Lamoriello. Hunter Highwell on the Full Press Islanders podcast. Obviously, we can't really talk about anything else except the Bo Horvat trade and the ramifications of that trade, because it's not just getting Bo Horvat, but it's changing the roster in a huge way, because we all know that scoring is absolutely the biggest concern for the Islanders, mainly because they just don't do it. They've gone 10 games now scoring 2 goals. They can't get that third one. On Friday night, they finally scored a third period goal for the first time in 11 games. They were able to get those back-to-back wins. It rejuvenated the team, and I understand the upset nature of the fans, like that we traded Beauvillier. I understand that. But when it comes down to it, and I know nobody likes to hear this, but it's true. This is a business. And when you look at Bo Horvat, he adds to the team that we have now. And I see a lot of Islander fans, and this is my gripe with Islander fans right now, is that a couple of my friends included, they're all really upset about Atu Ratu. And I get it. But Atu Ratu hasn't done anything yet in the NHL. Bo Horvat is going to be a 40-goal scorer. What I don't understand about the fan base right now is it's not everybody, because there's a lot of fans that are excited about it. But then there's a lot of fans that are just, this is what I don't get. They complain for a 40-goal scorer. Lamoriello trades for a 40-goal scorer, and then they still get upset. I don't understand it. Either you gotta pick one. Do you want the goal scorer, or do you want to suck? You have to pick one. You can't play both sides and just be upset with everything that Lou does. The guy is trying, and you also have to understand the rest of the roster. We're gonna break down the trade piece by piece. It's not many pieces, but the ramifications we'll get into. But you have to look at the rest of the team when you think about moves like this. It's not just getting Bo Horvat. What it is you're looking at Nelson, who's over 30, Anders Lee, who's 31, Josh Bailey, who's in his mid-30s. Matt Barzal's not 22 anymore. He's 25, about to be 26. Ilya Sorokin, the goalie we've been trying to get over here for years, he's 27. How many more building blocks do you need for the future? This team is ready to win now. Give this core a chance. And they show you that they can suffocate you like an anaconda and win those tight games. But you have to be able to take a lead. If you wind up giving up 2 goals in a game, don't you want to be able to say, hey, we have a couple players on this team who can be that guy to get that goal? Because you already have Nelson, Lee, Barzal, even guys on defense like Pollock and Dobson. They could add some offense. But then you get a guy like Horvat who helps the power play, who helps with the leadership group. He was a captain. And he has 31 goals. Bo Horvat has more goals and more assists separately than Anthony Beauvillier has points on the season. Beauvillier has 9 goals, 11 assists. Horvat has 31 goals, 22 assists. This is the move they had to make, especially with the expiring core that this team has. And you have to think, too, Lamoriello said it in his interview yesterday. He said, we didn't bring him here, and he said him, we didn't bring him here, meaning Horvat, with the idea to not extend him. Obviously, the idea is to extend him. And plus, with the cap going up soon, with all this TV deal and TV money, it might only be about $2 million more, but they can get away with giving him that $8 million. And it's probably going to be an 8x8. But the thing is that we as a fan base, we need to understand this. You can't just go around saying, if this guy does this, if Ratu takes off, if Holmstrom takes off, enough of the ifs. For too long, this team has just been boggled down by if. If this guy does this, if this guy does this, if the team does this, no more ifs. We finally have a bona fide, big-time goal scorer who's done it in the playoffs as well. And I understand Beauvillier was a huge part of some great teams. And he was. And he has one of the greatest moments that I have ever seen, not just as a hockey fan, but as a sports fan. That moment where he scored in Game 6 against Tampa Bay, we all know where we were in that moment. We all know how we felt in that moment. it was the best Islanders goal we've ever seen because it got us to one game within the Stanley Cup final. And we're not going to talk about Game 7 because I will admit I did cry in my car after that game because that game absolutely broke me, Game 7. And people could tell me all the time, it's just a game, why are you crying? Well, you know what? People cry over their favorite TV shows. At least my thing is real. We were attached to that team and we were attached to Beauvillier. He's been a big part of this team, but the facts are what the facts are. You can't run away from it that he has not been good over the last 2 years. 9 goals is not helping anybody. Horvat at least adds some depth to this team where you can at least put him out there saying, down a goal, hey, he gives us a better chance to win this game. When you put Beauvillier out there, it was kind of like, just get it off the glass and get out. Make sure we get our top line out there. It adds. Now we have 2 lines that could legitimately score. And also the first round pick for Lamoriello, it's top 12 protected. So if this thing blows up in our face and they begin to suck again, at least if they get a top 12 pick, obviously the first round pick rolls over into next year, but they get that top 12 pick in such a highly touted draft. If we're looking at the rest of this season, the Islanders are a couple points out of a playoff spot. Obviously, Pittsburgh has some games in hand, and we sit a little further back from Washington. But like I've been saying, it's not just fighting off those two teams to get into one of those spots. You're also fighting off Buffalo, who's not far behind us, and you're fighting off the Panthers. And man, how bad are the Panthers? Because it's not even that the Panthers are bad. They won the President's Trophy last year, and Barry Zito just systematically destroyed that team. He did everything he possibly could to make sure that the Panthers did not get back to the playoffs this year. And I understand trading for Matt Tkachuk, but man, they blew that thing up. That's a story for another day. We'll get into that as we get closer to the playoffs, the disaster that is the Florida Panthers. But right now, it was also the move for the Islanders to make getting Horvat. Because he's the top fish in the market. He would have been a really sought-after free agent. Now, you got the inside track. Now you can talk to him about signing a long-term extension. And also, the Islanders, like I just mentioned, they're sitting on the outside of the playoffs a couple of points back from these teams. And 18 of the remaining 30 games are against teams in playoff position right now. You had to make the move now because trade deadline is about 4 or 5 weeks away. Who knows if this team would have even been alive 5 weeks from now. This adds this help now. And now when they get closer to that deadline, because the Canucks are taking 25% of this season's salary for Horvat, and also Beauvillier was making $4.1 million. He was making $4.1 million, only having 20 points this season. That's like a $2 million player. So we save a little bit of money there. Basically, we break even with the Canucks in terms of the salary cap. And also, they don't have to pay Ratu his like $700,000, which gets you closer to a million bucks, I guess. Kind of saves you a little bit there. And it is sad to see him go. But now the Islanders are going to be able to make another move, whether it be for scoring depth or for something else like a bench player. Who knows what the Islanders are going to do? Because we don't know what they're going to make that trade for until we see what this Horvat trade does. Because maybe they do wind up moving Josh Bailey, which would also be really sad. But the thing is, the more I look at this team, I've realized there's just too many emotional attachments to this team because I've been on him for a couple of weeks now. Bailey has flat out not been good. But maybe this Horvat trade kind of rejuvenates everybody. And I know Beauvillier is gone, and I see Barzal on Instagram, and he's upset about it. He said he's going to miss him. But the thing is, when you have a guy that has 30 goals walking into that locker room, that gives everybody that little nod from Lou, like, hey, Lou thinks we can do this. And if you're in one of the older guys, like a Nelson, a Lee, you don't know how many more runs you're going to have left in the tank. How many more times are you going to be able to get to the playoffs? You're right there. And it gives you that little extra push that we can do this. He believes in us. And when it comes to the future of the team with Ratu, I don't even know what Ratu is going to be. You don't even know what Ratu is going to be. So any Islander fan that tries to tell you that we're going to miss Ratu in 5 years, you don't know that. We all thought that. Remember, everybody has a prospect in any sport that everybody says he's going to be the next this. He's going to be the next Lemieux. He's going to be the next Gretzky. He's going to be the next Chelios. And then they wind up being nothing. they wind up being absolutely nothing. Take, for example, remember Ty Wishart? Ty Wishart was supposed to be that next big defensive prospect. He wound up to be nothing. Griffin Reinhart was supposed to be that next Islanders winger to step up and play with John Tavares. Where is Griffin Reinhart now? He's not playing professional ice hockey. So you don't know what you have in these prospects. I do know what I have in the 40 goal scorer. That's why this trade is an absolute A+. Had to do it. Couldn't even think twice about it. And I can't get over the fact the pick is top 12 protected. That is awesome. That is how you be a GM in the NHL. That's big boy moves. And when I hear the fan base crying over Ratu, we don't know anything about him. He's played 12 NHL games and has 2 goals. Now, I know I've been saying that he doesn't play well on the fourth line because he's not a fourth line guy. And that's fair to say that maybe if he got more minutes, he would have been able to become something. Or he would have been able to contribute more. I know for a fact Bo Horvat can contribute more. And also, Ratu got sent right down to the AHL. He's right down in the AHL now for the Canucks. It's not like he's going into the lineup like, wow, what a great steal. They're really hoping that Ratu turns out for them. And one of my friends who was arguing with me yesterday about this, he says, if Ratu works out. Of course, I said, notice how you said if. It's if this happens. It's if he does this. If this goes right. No more ifs. This team is ready to win now. And also, with the way that Sorokin is playing, Sorokin, in 12% of the games that he's played, he's gotten a shutout. And he's played 150 games in his NHL career. That is stupid. 12% of the time, he's gotten a shutout in 150 games. That is stupidly good. So even if we have to wind up playing Boston, or maybe they go on a little bit of a miracle run, and they wind up getting to the first wildcard spot and take on Carolina, Sorokin and this depth scoring, you're telling me that can't win a series? But even if it's against Boston, like I said, Ilya Sorokin is so good. If you just get those timely goals, that's how you beat a team like Boston or Carolina. And I love it. It's going to give us a chance. And I've had enough of building for the future. As a fan base, we should have been rejuvenating over this trade. Because we've all had enough of if. It's my least favorite word in the English dictionary. If. Now I know the Islanders have a premium goal scorer. As more information comes out, we will begin to talk about this again and again as the week goes on. Because it is All-Star Week. So we are going to kind of get like held back a little bit, because we all want to see what this is going to look like, Horvat in the lineup, what the power play is going to look like, the new lines. We all want to see it, but basically we're being blocked because the Islanders don't play until next week. So the All-Star break is coming up. We'll start talking a little bit more about the All-Star break as the week goes on. Tomorrow we'll get a little bit more into Horvat and the trade. Maybe there's a little bit of talk about an extension because they're not doing anything right now, and Horvat is going to represent the Canucks at the All-Star game, which is going to be a little weird, but hey, you know, to each his own. It does make sense. I wonder if he's going to wear Canucks stuff, because he did get elected to the All-Star game, so he has to be there. I wonder if he's going to wear Canucks stuff, but it'll be like representing the Pacific Division from the Islanders. That's going to be weird, but hey, now we got 3 All-Stars. Go us. We know what the hell we're doing all of a sudden. But until tomorrow, we're going to break this down a little bit more. This is Hunter Hywel on the Full Press Islanders podcast.